June 16th. Badger.
My koti koti dandat pranam in the Lord of feet of my Parma Rajra, Ong Vishnu Padra Sotasisman Bhakti Pradhyan to Sahaja. And the same koti koti dandat pranam in the Lord of feet of my Shiksha Guru, Ong Vishnu Padra Sotasisman Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. After that, what I have told before, perhaps your family was here, don't remember, that Brahma, Shankar, all demigods, came to Dwarka in the palace of Krishna, and they told, we have requested and prayed you to come to this world to take the bhubhar, burden of this prithvi. So, it is finished now. We have killed Utana, Agasu, Bakasu, Srinavarta, so many in Vrindavan, so many in Mathura, Kansa, Charun, Mustre, his brothers, and Jarasandha, 17 times with Akshauhini Sena, unlimited army. And then also in Mahabharata Yuddha, oh, you have killed yourself or by your Bhuja arm. Of Bhima and Arjuna. You have killed all the demons who were first Devasur, Sangram, Asur. Now they have come in the form of Kshatriya. So you have killed. Krishna told, I know. You have reminded me. I have done everything. But if I will go now, then Jadubansi will create so many troubles. So before me, I should finish that. So, he inspired Subhasa and other rishi, and they made good cause to Jadunai dynasty. They will be finished burning each other. So Krishna told all Jadubansi, some unauspicious things are seen. We should go to Prabhastitha, very sacred place. We will donate Brahmins and we will satisfy them. All went there and fire sacrifice was done. But they took marine, any
wine.
And then forget everything. Who is brother, his father, who is mother, who is he? There. Fighting each other, finished. But I have told, this was only magic of Krishna. By this, he sent all his associates, some in heaven, some in Vaikuntha, some in Dwarka, and some in Braja. That's Mirijan Valmi. And then Baudev Prabhu left his body. In a snake form he came. And then he went to Golok Vrindavan. And after that Krishna was sitting on the peepal tree as if nothing had been done. Atma Aram. Atma Kaam, everything. And in the meantime Uddhava came. He told that I know. Now you want to return back to your Golok Vrindavan. I cannot live without you. So please take me with you. And then Krishna told, something remaining for you. You'll have to be in this world. What I'm telling to you now, Bhagavad Dharma, how easily a blind man can also follow the process and they can achieve Supreme Lord's praying, I will tell you. And you have to tell first to Vidur in the way. And then you should go to Badrikashram. And then tell to Maitreya Rishi. And then he will tell everywhere. And you should be there. Sometimes you can be in Braja. So sometimes in Kusum Sarovar, Uddhava Kunda, as a blade of cross, he is wetting the feet best of gopis. When Krishna, gopis will go to Abhishek to meet Krishna. So Uddhava is there. So at that time, Uddhava requested, whole world is entangled in Grihastha Dharma. So how they can be liberated and how they can have Krishna praying? Then Krishna began to tell, you should give up worldly life. It is like blind man burning fire. Give up at once and be renounced. Give up everything, all attachment in this world. And you can travel in whole world like Nara. Especially Kaliyuga is Mahan Yuga. Demigods even, all those who are very intelligent, they want to be in Kali Yuga. Guna Grahi, all, because here in Kali Yuga, Keval Nam Sankirtane in a Sattva Vilapya. By Nam Sankirtan, by singing the glory of Krishna, Roop, Naam, quality and other things, easily they can achieve everything. More than that, than in Sapta Yuga by Dhyan, Treta Yuga, Yajna, and Dwapar, Archan. If a man only thinks that I should do this bad thing, if I have not done in activity, then no sin. Understand? By mind, if he is doing so many nonsense things, but not by body, in Kali Yuga, not fruitful. If he will do by body and senses, then, so Kali Yuga has so many things, That is why wise and intelligent person, they want to come in Kali Yuga. Then Krishna told that Chatu was very religious person in my family before. He has so much love and affection from Brahmins and rishis. One day he saw a naked person properly, not begging anything from anyone. But still he was so much healthy. So, and he was very, very happy. Jayatma, because he was always remembering Krishna, his pastime. So Jadu did pranam and then took his kid dust on his head and told, I want to know, you are naked, you have no, oh no, sangraha nai.
No possession.
Sangraha means?
You are not earning anything.
Not collect anything.
Any collection with you? Nothing. Quite naked. Here and there, going and there. But yet, why you are so happy? And why you are so healthy? I want to know. Then Dattatreya, he was Dattatreya, manifestation of God. He told, O Jadu, there are 24 gurus. They are my all Siksha guru. Prithvi, earth, air, akash, sky, water, fire, chandra, surya, pigeon, ajagar, python, samudra, ocean, patanga,
Bumblebee,
or madhumakhi, and elephant. Oh, those who take shahad, madhu from honey collector. Honey collector. Deer, fish, pingala besya, kurar prakshi, any bird, balak, baby, and kumari kanya, unmarried girl, and any baan banane wala.
No,
arrow maker, and sarpa, snake, makadi,
spider,
and bhringi keer,
wasp, and captive worm.
We will explain further all this. Oh, Jadu Maharaj I met these 24 Shiksha Guru. And I have learned so many things from them. And that is why I am happy. I am not attached to anyone and thus traveling in whole world. Sometimes sheep car, hiding myself, sometimes like now I am visible for you only to give you mercy. And sometimes traveling, but not anyone knows who is he. He is a mad person. And sometimes by mercy to give for that benefit, I
manifest.
Now I am manifesting myself and telling mercifully. Oh, from earth.
From the earth, I learned patience. Om Guruve Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha. So I have 24 Shiksha Gurus. Amongst them, first is Earth, because from the Earth I learned patience. Just like Mother Earth,
Vaishnava should be very powerful. Like Earth, sometimes we dig Earth to obtain anything. Sometimes we pass urine and let him do so many things. But Prithvi Devi, Bhu Devi, was very tolerant. She don't tell.
Never protest.
Why you are doing so? So she is very tolerant. So you should be tolerant like earth. Especially in earth, trees and creepers. Trees. How tolerant? Trinadapi sarorapi sahishnuna. Their bark, their juice, their fruit, their flowers, their wood. Everything is for others. So Vaishnava, everything what he has, it should be for all. Tree even does not want water. He will dry. But never, oh, give me water. And if he will cut the branch, even he will fall. Then Vaishnava, Vaishnavi, try to learn this. Otherwise, how Vaishnava? And also, parvat,
mountain.
We do so many nonsense things, but she tolerates. Their life, their everything, position, is for others. So yours also should be like. Don't have any position, nothing. Don't collect. And then, sasvat paratha sarveha, pran vayu. Can you tell? Pran vayu. 38 is low.
Thank you. Brahma-jnana-timirandasya jnananjana-shalakaya chakshurun-vilitam-yena-tasmai-shri-gurave-namaha. So the next verse is speaking about the mountain. Shashvat Pararta Sarveha Pararta Ikanta Sambhava Sadhu Shiksheta Bhu Britto Nagashishya Paratma Tam. A saintly person should learn from the mountain to devote all his efforts to the service of others and to make the welfare of others the sole reason for his existence. Similarly, as the disciple of the tree, he should learn to dedicate himself to others.
Then
prana, prana vrityaiva santushyan. Prana vrityaiva santushyan munir naivendriya priyai jnanam yata nanashyeta navakiryeta van manaha. A learned sage should take his satisfaction in the simple maintenance of his existence, and he should not seek satisfaction through gratifying the material senses. In other words, one should care for the material body in such a way that one's higher knowledge is not destroyed, and so that one's speech and mind are not deviated from self-realization. Then it goes on to the next verse. About wind? Vayu? Yeah. Even a tra-
Learn from prana vayu. That is life vayu.
Air.
That?
Now in the next shlok it tells.
Only what or belly wants. Only simple and pavitra.
Pure.
We should take not much more or less. Only to maintain life. Not for rasana. This is very sweet, this is very tasteful, this is not. So, you should take, you remember, patyahara, payasasya, prajalpo, niyama, janasangasya, lolancha, kardi. So, for taste, don't take. Only take prasadam to maintain anyhow life. And also, like vayu, this vayu, air, flows everywhere, takes scent of earth, flowers and everything. Bad thing also, stool and other things. But always auspicious. Because there is no attachment to anyone. So we should be like that. We should travel here and there to maintain our life also. Preaching also. But be careful. Never be attached to anybody. Have an attachment and affection both. So don't attach. Further they will all explain. So, air does not take any bad quality or good quality. This is of earth and always auspicious. So, sadhak will tolerate bhukt प्यास एंड अदर थिंग्स भूख प्यास एंड ऑल अदर थिंग्स आर नॉट ऑफ आत्मा इट इज ऑफ बॉडी एंड वी आर नॉट दिस लाइक आकाश स्काई स्काई इज इन ब्लू बट स्काई इज नथिंग इट इज द एयर इट लुक्स लाइक Also, anywhere, fire, or so much cold, so much rain, coming from the sky, but not from the sky. So we should try to be like a sky, not attached, everywhere attachment. Don't attach. So I have made this sky my shiksha guru. That we should know that Atma is pure, Krishna Das. And nobody has come, don't have this Atma Buddhi. I am buddy. From Agni. Tejasvi Tapasa Dipto Durdharso Odarbhajana Sarbhatsu Api Yuktatma Nadatte Mal Agniva. Anyone? Oh, you will?
You read the translation, because then
what? Tejasvi Tapasa Deepto. Tejasvi? Tejasvi, yes. Tejasvi Tapasa Deepto Durdharshodara Bhajana Sarvabhakshyopi Yuktatma Nadatte Malam Agnivat. Saintly persons become powerful by execution of austerities. Their consciousness is unshakable because they do not try to enjoy anything within the material world. Such naturally liberated sages accept foodstuffs that are offered to them by destiny. And if by chance they happen to eat contaminated food, they are not affected. Just like fire, which burns up contaminated substances that are offered to it.
Fire burns, stool, urine, auspicious thing, unauspicious thing, but not taking anything, nothing. So Vaishnava should only to maintain life. He will have some thing, but he should not be entangled. As what is fire? Have you seen fire? No.
You have seen it flame.
What is burning? If some wood, bakra. Is burning, you will see that fire is.
That's good.
There's a shape.
If it is
flat,
you will see that fire is flat. In forest, you will see big fire. But this is not fire. Fire is everywhere. In your heart also, that we digest. It prepares fire. So, sometimes it is visible, sometimes not visible. But these are flames, not fire. Fire is a power, material power of Krishna. So we should be like that. Maintaining our life anyhow, we should not be attached to anything in this world. And then,
samayaya shushta.
From Chandra. Can you? Chandra. Visargadya.
Visargadya. Shmashananta bhava dehasya natmana kalanam eva chandrasya kalena vyakta vartmana. The various phases of one's material life, beginning with birth and culminating in death, are all properties of the body, and they do not affect the soul, just as the apparent waxing and waning of the moon does not affect the moon itself. Such changes are enforced by the imperceptible movements of time.
Can you explain?
So,
always in cool, but due to rotation of sun, earth and moon, we see that today is Pratipada, first moon, second moon, third moon, like this. But if you will go very high, you will see that moon is always
same size,
full moon. It is due to rotation of all these things. So soul is one not affected by all this. What we see, some reduce or some gradually develop in moon, it is due to rotation. So, Atma is always full. All bhuk, pyaas,
hunger,
thirst, and all these things are of body. Atma is not affected at all. So you should be like that. You are not body. You are soul, part and parcel. Always happy. Nityadas of Krishna. So you should be unaffected. And then off. Manjari. You should come. My Sikha Guru is son. He takes all water from this world, he makes from ocean, and then he dips as a barsha, like rainfall. No collection, nothing. So, if you have any collection, donate it. Donate it. Don't keep. Otherwise, like fire. To donate to whom? Not to Vishai. For the service of Hari Guru Vaishnava. Utilize it. And then, pigeon. I have learned something from pigeon. What? You don't know? You?
Microphone.
And if you will understand and keep in your heart, you will never be unhappy. I see so many are unhappy because they don't take my teachings. Otherwise they will be happy. We call sufferings ourselves. Don't call.
So Dattatreya Rishi, among all these Siksha Gurus, one of them is a pigeon.
So pigeon was male pigeon. So much attached to lady pigeon and to their children. So one day, she and he pigeon went to forest to collect some grain or some food. And the in-time hunter came. And what did? He saw that there some baby pigeon. And he took them all. And he kept in his nest. When they returned from forest, oh, my children. So sea pigeon at once went there. And she was in the net of that man. And after that, he lost his everything. Oh, my dear, this wife to help. She was very helping to me, favorable. She always obeyed me. Always. So, without him, her, how can I pass my life? And so, I can. And hunter also. And what became? He took them all. And he went to his house, returned very happy, and cooked there. And so, you should learn something from these all things. That is why I called and I am telling this 11th canto, though very hard, but so much learning is there. We should learn and teach. And also teach it to others also. Very powerful deed. Who is telling? Krishna himself telling. This is a story of Dattatreya and Jaya. So you should think about this and be like this. For your own maintenance, you should take something. Don't keep it with you extra. Don't attach it with anyone. Then, now, any drama play?
Hare Krishna. Today Srila Gurudev has given some initiation. Now Srila Gurudev will announce your spiritual name. When you utter your name, please stand up and Gurudev will announce your spiritual name.